Just think, here's a friend of mine in Memphis, paid $25,000 for a log house and had it moved out of Mississippi, and he's using it as a guest house in his backyard.
You don't mean it.
Yeah, up in there, my doctor. And I tore down, I guess I tore down a dozen log houses, old-time log houses.
Yeah.
You just didn't know in those days what they were. Nowadays, it's altogether different.
Well, now, like this big one, this two-story when you turn it.
Yeah.
Down. Now, how was it heated?
Well, they had fireplaces. There was a big chimney on each side.
Oh.
And the back part was heated with a big stove. They had a big cook stove in there. That was all they had. They had just fireplaces and stove. There were no, I imagine they would have a heater, kind of type of heater. But as I remember, the house was a big fireplace, chimneys. On each side.
On each side.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It was heated by a big fireplace in each room, and the back part was a big cook stove back there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember of ever seeing. You see, there was a family by the name of that lived there afterwards, and all their kids, and some of them are living right today in West Helena, and that grandchild, the old man's grandchildren, they are top people. I mean, good folks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the boys works for Merchant and Farmers Bank out here, young Gail Conklin. And they were raised in that house, and they changed it. Over the years, it was changed some.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I remember, that long back part of it was cut down or something, done away with it. But when I used to go up through there on a horse, we used to fox hunt all up in there and run dogs. And I was around that house. My grandfather talked about it and told me, and that's where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the cemetery is back up behind there on the hill. Well, I found the cemetery, and the old tombstones turned over and some of them gone. It's a big pasture up there now. But that's the house. Now, we've got a chair at home. My wife would tell you the name of it. It's a rocker sitting on a frame, square frame. What do you call those rocker? It's a rocking chair.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it was my grandfather's sister's chair.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is, it's 100 and some odd years old, I guess. Just like this baby chair that we got was made in 1835 from my grandfather. And the rest of the kids, youngsters, used it and sat in it. And had more. Our daughter has sat in it, but there's no nails in it. It's all pegs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the same bottom is in that chair in the center. Now, the outer part, some of it is worn and replaced, but the center part is the same part that was made originally in that chair. Sure is. We got it out at the house. I'd like for you to see the stuff my wife's got that just come down. Of course, she and I have, the rest of the family didn't care anything about the stuff. And, the old folks just gave it to us. And she's got some cut glass out there. Good gracious alive, it's beautiful. I tell you, and my mother's side of the family.
Yeah,
mine.
You really get up on all
see,
the
See, her great-grandfather, Captain Billy, and my grandfather were in the Civil War together. Yeah, and Captain Billy was raised up here, and Mr. his son and Macy, my wife, were raised here. And Captain Billy and my grandfather raised up together here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
It's just amazing that you and your wife just both really know.
Well, we both families been here a long time, sure have. And we got that middle name of Lawson from the Biscoes. Now, that is General Hindman was married. He's one of the seven generals. He was married to Captain Biscoe's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Biscoe and my grandfather